There's a beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He describes fitna. Fitna is where haqq and batil get mixed up. People get confused. That is fitna. Describes what causes fitna, what they do in a fitna, and how you can be saved of fitna. He says, there will be desires that will be followed. And in fitna, some people are following their desires. The reason why you have difference is because not everybody is saying what is haqq. And he says, if it was only batil, if it was only lies, then you don't have to worry about anyone who has a bit of intellect, because you can identify the lie. If the BBC would be constantly lying, you could say, oh, these guys are not trustworthy, like Fox. Okay. That's how Fox is. But those who are a bit smarter, you need to give them 9 truths to get them on the 10th one and lie to them on the 10th one. We have to look into it, not just breeze through the news. You have to study it. Figure out what they're trying to do. Read it, not in the way they want you to read it, but read it to figure out what's really going on. When Muawiyah was lying at the time of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the clever believers were the ones that would be able to realize what he's actually trying to get out of this lie. What is he trying to do? Once you figure out what the enemy's trying to do, then counter it. Enemy is clever. You got to be clever too. Stop being naive. Continue reading and studying the news and trying to sharpen our skills of figuring out what's really going on.